Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Welcome to Chiefs Post Game. Instant reaction on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Presented by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Roberts Robinson makes it easy. Ask for Mike Robinson on the showroom floor or shop, click, and drive at RobertsRobinson.com. Right now, up to 15% off MSRP on select Chevrolet models. Chevy, find new roads. Online at RobertsRobinson.com. Elite Automation, they design and install intelligent building systems. They're all automated that can save you thousands off your utilities. Make your building great again with Elite Automation, specializing in retrofitting HVAC control systems for your building's maximum comfort and savings. It's a 2 to 4 year payback window with new HVAC control systems from Elite Automation. Mention KKHI, and Elite will provide 12 months cloud hosting free. Online at EliteAutomate.com. And Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron Buck's team is available 24/7 for emergencies, so you can sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Hit it!
Sports, politics, life. Joslyn's Jewelry presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Don't be fooled. Do not be fooled by this Chiefs performance. It feels great to see them, in the end, win one easily. And you can think everything's fixed because the second half was fantastic. And the last 10 minutes of the game, 12 minutes of the game, were phenomenal for the Kansas City Chiefs. But step back. By the time you're listening to this, you're feeling pretty good about the Chiefs. Remember how you felt for 2.5 hours today watching the Kansas City Chiefs. This was a terrible football team they're up against. It's a bad division that the Chiefs are playing this year in the NFC, with the exception of the Cowboys. It's three easy wins. The Giants are the worst of them. So the Chiefs are still going to get the Giants to get three easy wins in that division. But this was anything but easy. And I will make a very strong case over the next few minutes that the Chiefs made no progress today except in the standings. All right, they gained a game on the Chargers. The Chargers lose. The Chiefs win. They game again in the standings. That's progress. That's great. That keeps them alive. We know the statistics of 3-3 football teams versus 2-4 teams and the possibilities of making the playoffs. All those things are true. But make no mistake about it. Any worthy opponent today would not have been up 3 on the Chiefs at half. They would have been up 17 on the Chiefs at halftime. The first half was a comedy of errors. Absolutely no progress. After all the talk this week, after the debacle that was Buffalo, the Chiefs come out on their first drive and they probably should have committed 2 turnovers on the first drive. Didn't somehow. They converted a 4th-and-1, and then when they finally scored, I'll give them credit, man. They had a little bit of red ass. It looked like they had some momentum. It looked like they were bringing some attitude to the game. It all looked like that. And then it just fizzled, and they started getting stupid and squirrely, and dumb things happened everywhere. And I don't think the Chiefs have fixed anything. I've used this analogy for 25 years about Kansas basketball. The games are 40 minutes long, and a lot of teams can play with Kansas for a while, but in the end, there's too many minutes in the game. That's all this was. The Chiefs were horrible today, but in the end, the Redskins couldn't mount anything. I'm sorry, the Washington football team couldn't mount anything and do anything. I'll give the Chiefs defense a little bit credit for being better. Folks, this is a backup quarterback. If you don't know that, this is their backup. They don't have any weapons. They're in a complete rebuild. The franchise is in disarray. That's a bad division. They've got a bad schedule. They shouldn't be on the same field with the Chiefs. Trailing at halftime and playing the way the Chiefs did in the first half was an embarrassment for a team that talked all week about getting right, about reevaluating, about doing the little things, about taking care of business. And they didn't fix anything. They didn't go in at halftime. Folks, halftime isn't long enough. They didn't go in and redraw things. They didn't go in and say, okay, we're going to do this now and this now and this now. It's 12 minutes long. It's barely enough time in your football uniform to go in and take a leak, get some fluids if you need it, do what you got to do. There's not much that happens. It certainly doesn't go on with the players. The coaches may huddle for a couple of minutes and say, let's try this, let's try this. Then they call plays, but there's no Newt Rockne speech at halftime. And the Chiefs didn't come out like a house of fire out of the locker room. It took a while. It took wearing through the third quarter and the game going on. And as it did, the Chiefs wore Washington down and they beat the crap out of them. And that's fun to see. And it feels great. Do not be fooled by the final score. It not all is well. You have to do what the Chiefs did, certainly, when you're in a close game. Let's give them credit for being in a close game, taking care of business, playing better football, making plays, and winning a football game. I don't want to take that away. This is the NFL. I don't want to make it sound like they didn't do anything right today. But they've lost games this year where they've done plenty of things right at times. Just not enough. The ratio isn't there, folks. Three more turnovers today? Three more turnovers in this football game. What the hell? There's no way they can sustain this. We know this. We've watched them play good opponents. What's saddest to me, and I, my headline here is second half isn't enough, and don't be fooled. The headline to me is the Chiefs, for the last 3 years, have been the team. Every game was about the Chiefs. It truly was about the Chiefs. If the Chiefs went out and played well and took care of business, they beat everybody. And that's not what they are right now. That's not what the Chiefs are. When they've lost, Buffalo beat the crap out of them. Buffalo's better than the Chiefs. But right now, and maybe they're not in January, right now Buffalo's better than Kansas City. And it isn't close, and we saw that. The Chiefs made mistakes. They had some turnovers, yes, but that Buffalo is better than Kansas City. They're a balanced football team. There's plenty of teams better. Baltimore looks better. Maybe they shouldn't have won if it wasn't for the turnover over the Chiefs, but they did. They got the win. We're seeing this. Cleveland maybe is better. Chiefs got a takeaway in the last seconds of that game to hang on and win it. There's a lot to like about the Chiefs, but there's not a high enough percentage of snaps in a football game that go the right way. The Chiefs play way too much giveaway. That's on offense and defense. The breakdown on the long touchdown throw for Washington today was absurd. The only thing you saw on your television screen was linebackers in deep coverage. Tyrann Mathieu went the wrong way. He went to the other side of the field where the ball was never going. And there was nothing but two linebackers back deep for the Chiefs. You had two linebackers back deep. That's just bad. That's it's not physical talent there. And I'm not sure the Chiefs are great talented physically. I'm not. I don't think they are. But you have to do the right things. And the Chiefs really an astonishing amount of times in a game do the wrong things. And they got away with it to go to 3-3. So great. We said this at 2-2. Maybe the Chiefs are resetting the season. They had a big game coming up with Buffalo. This one's different this week. They're headed to Tennessee. The Titans play tomorrow night. They play against Buffalo. So they'll have a little bit shorter week. The Chiefs are back on the road. Tennessee's no great shake, so they haven't been so far. But Ryan Tannehill is a 10 times better player than Taylor Heinicke. I mean, this isn't even close, the difference between Heinicke and what Ryan Tannehill and Tennessee's going to do. They have a tremendous ground game, obviously. Henry, phenomenal ability to score on the Chiefs next week. The Chiefs are going to have to score at least the 31 they got today to win this game. So I think the saddest thing for me is that the games are no longer about the Chiefs. What we have seen this year, almost every game the Chiefs have played has been about the opponent. It has. The Browns made a mistake. Did the Chiefs make a play? Yeah, Daniel Sorensen got his hand on Baker Mayfield's foot, but Baker Mayfield doesn't win games late. He never wins late games. Baker Mayfield's record in the fourth quarter winning games is dreadful. He's terrible. A lot of people like Baker Mayfield. He's terrible in the clutch. He's terrible. To this point in his career, he never wins those games. He lost another one last week against the Chargers. They don't win those games with Baker Mayfield. So the Chiefs just really followed script of what is a football team that's pretty good, but they have to put you away because their quarterback can't win the game for them. Baker Mayfield doesn't win games. So, okay, there's one. Then they beat the Eagles and the Redskins. Bad football team, crappy quarterback. Bad football team, crappy quarterback. I mean, no threat. They beat the three quarterbacks that can't beat them in the fourth quarter. That's basically what the Chiefs have done this year. And it's not good enough. I'm thrilled they won. I don't want to take any of the fun away from this. I'm thrilled they won. 31-13 is great. Reset the season, 3-3. Game out of first, plus the tiebreaker, but they can take care of that by playing the Chargers later in the year if they find a way to get better and play well. But it seems to me they didn't really fix anything. Now, we may look back in 6 weeks and say the Chiefs found themselves in the second half of the Washington game. I'd love to be able to talk about that, but I'm not talking about that today. I watched 20 good minutes of football, the last third of the game, 18 minutes of good football by the Chiefs today. I cannot say they fixed it because they played 18 good minutes. It's a 60-minute game. They have to do much more than that. This really was a bad opponent. I cannot stress that enough. This is a bad football team. I mean, the Chiefs had so many weird things happen today. You know, Travis Kelce, the indestructible beast that he is, gets knocked out of the game for several plays because his own teammate hurts him. The Chiefs went to sack the quarterback, Frank Clark. Tyrann Mathieu had a free shot at the quarterback, whiffs. He spins out. Frank Clark sacks him, but spins him over his body, and he's never down, and he gets back up, and the play's still alive. I'm like, are you kidding me? The Chiefs just have the weirdest things ever, and the games are too hard. This one in the end, in the fourth quarter, because the Chiefs played so well, wasn't. But I remember back 3-4 years ago, the Chiefs would come out in the first half and play like they did in the fourth quarter today. and they'd get that big lead and teams would be demoralized, and they got to find a way to do that. You cannot keep playing from behind. You definitely can't keep committing three turnovers. Patrick Mahomes had the worst turnover of his career today. The interception that he threw where he was spinning and tossing it up or whatever the hell he was doing, I don't know what it was. You're not going to like this comment, but I'm going to tell you this right now. That play right there is the reason 11 teams passed on him in the draft. Now, they made a mistake. They should have all drafted Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying they did the right thing. I'm telling you why the Bills traded the pick and Kansas City, 11 teams basically said no, and the Chiefs had the opportunity to get Patrick Mahomes. That play was it. That's the stuff he did at Texas Tech. That's exactly what he did. And he's doing a lot of it this year. I don't take any responsibility for him on the Tyreek Hill second week in a row, right in Tyreek Hill's hands. Tyreek Hill's having a bad year. He redeemed himself in the second half and played better. You have to catch the ball at the line of scrimmage when there's a linebacker right behind you. You have to. Or the corner is playing you two steps off. You have to catch the ball. You cannot. Mahomes is going to be forced to start throwing those passes right at his thighs and make it a hard catch, which is going to leave him susceptible to getting hit really hard and getting hurt. You don't want to have to do that. But Tyreek Hill has to catch those. This was specifically these mistakes that Mahomes is making this year. What we're seeing him do before he played so well the last 18, 20 minutes, what we've seen him do this year is the reason teams didn't draft him out of college and the Chiefs got him. The Chiefs said, we'll fix him. We're going to teach him. We'll make a better quarterback out of him. Now, why in the world it's at this point in his career and he's regressing? I have no idea. The brilliance is still there. We saw that in the second half. We saw the brilliance. Mahomes finishes today 32 out of 47, 397, two touchdowns, one INT. But he had four or five really bad plays in this game. And the Chiefs, as a collection, as an offense, had three turnovers. That's not good enough. Our player of the game is brought to you by Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net, and Merriam Body Shop, Kansas City's best collision repair service, online at merriambodyshop.com. Look, I can't give it to Mahomes. I can't because of the bad plays. And I was thinking early in the game I'd give it to Jody Fortson as our player of the game in this game, but I can't do that because he got knocked out with a knee injury, and that seems what looked like a knee injury. What a best of the times, worst of times today for Jody Fortson. That touchdown catch he caught was phenomenal. He looked like a wide receiver. He's playing tight end, but he can line up and play like a wide receiver, and then on a non-contact play coming off the line of scrimmage, he just falls like he got shot, which normally is a knee injury. Your knee goes, and then that's that. So you would think that's what it is, but it's just a sad situation for the young man. That's really all you can say. It's a terrible thing to see him get carted off. So our player of the game is Travis Kelce. 8 catches, 99 yards. The dude is an absolute warrior. He's just flat out a warrior. He just plays hurt. He gets knocked around. He gets beat up. He got hurt by his own teammate. Creed Humphrey busted up his hand on a play where he was coming around blocking. And Travis Kelce still finished with 99 yards. He came back in the game. He made a block that was actually a penalty, but he was still playing physical. He's playing tough. As far as I'm concerned, Travis Kelce's got as much street cred as any player on this team. And I don't know how many years he has left, and he certainly doesn't have much time left playing the way he plays. Because I've questioned this year, especially on defense, if the players are really serious or if they're waiting for January. Because they look like they stand around a lot. They look like they avoid contact. They try to strip the ball. They don't want to be physical. That isn't Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce plays every game like it's the freaking Super Bowl. And I don't know when his body kicks back. I know he's got an amazing run of, you know, of non-injuries and not having any trouble and being in every possible game and doing all these great things. I don't know how long that can last. And I don't know how long his body holds up because I can't. Jamaal Charles is the last player I remember in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform that took the beating and just kept coming back for more and more and more like Travis Kelce. And he did it today, and he did it today because he knew this was the season. If the Chiefs lose this game, they're done. There was no coming back from this one. Didn't talk about that much this week. There's no reason to talk about it. Everybody could see that. You go lose to the Redskins, the Washington football team, and you go to 2-4 with the schedule and the good teams that they have remaining, you're done. You got almost no chance. Maybe you could, if all hell breaks loose in the AFC and there is no middle class, you know, maybe you get to 9-8 or 10-7 and make the playoffs as a wild card, always a possibility. But now, the NFL's like that. Seemingly anything feels possible for the Chiefs. It's there. The best news of the day is the last 20 minutes, 18 minutes of this game, we saw what they're capable of. But I cannot get out of my head they did it against a really, really crappy football team. Truly. I mean, this is just a bad football team that they went up against. Here's some numbers for you. Mahomes, as I mentioned, 32 out of 47, 397. Two touchdowns, two interceptions. He redeemed himself late. His quarterback rating through much of the game was in the 70s. He finished with a 90.5 quarterback rating. Darrell Williams had 62 yards rushing, but he did it on 21 carries. I'm okay with the – I thought the Chiefs went away from the run too early today and got a little – I think they thought it was going to be easy after they went down on the first drive. I think they thought they were back, and I'm afraid that all week long they're going to think they're back. See, I don't think they learned their lessons. That's the Chiefs – in a way, it's good. You know, it's really good when you lose, but in a way, it's bad. They have a very short memory. Like, they're going to get on that airplane. They're not going to remember the first 40 minutes of this game and how bad they were. They're not going to remember that. They're going to have their swagger. They're going to believe they're the best. They're going to come out next week and think, hey, we're better than them. Let's just go beat them. And I'm not 100% sure that's the best thing for the Chiefs right now. But the running game was effective early, and it really set everything up, but then they just got sloppy and started turning it over. In the pass game, they're going in to score when Tyreek Hill, you know, doesn't catch the pass. So much ugliness in this game. Mahomes also added three carries for 31 yards. He is lethal at the end of the game. You know, the best weapon the Chiefs have with the lead icing the game away on third down is his ability. He makes freakishly great plays. One of them got taken off the board, the long pass to, I think it was Robinson, where Kelce got called for a penalty. Amazing play by Mahomes. But really, what's in the arsenal is when he makes those throws, people are usually open because you can see, even watching on TV, that he's got the first down if he wants it. On third and eight, you can always tell if he can get 8 yards. And when he throws it, you know somebody's wide open or he wouldn't have thrown it. So the real weapon when the Chiefs have the lead like that is his ability to run for first downs. Tremendous. Three carries for 31 yards. Jerick McKinnon carried it three times today for 10. Travis Kelce, as I mentioned, the 8 for 99. Pretty good day. He was targeted 11 times. It's pretty ratio right there. Tyreek Hill, 9 catches for 76 yards after being injured. They drain fluid or blood or something around a bruise, a contusion that he has. Cole Hardman had 62 yards today. I mean, it's a well-rounded deal. They shared the wealth. Byron Pringle had 55 yards receiving. DeMarcus Robinson, 46. Fortson had the 27-yard touchdown pass. It's well-rounded, and in the end, the stats are there. Stat that has to disappear is the three turnovers. Everybody can see it. You can't have it. Nick Bolton quietly out of Mizzou for the Chiefs is turning into a tackle machine. Every week you look up and you see the totals and you go, wow, that guy made a lot of tackles and made a lot of plays. He made a couple of big plays today. He saved a little slip screen pass where it looked like the guy was going to slide through, and I don't know how Bolton slithered off his blocker and got his left arm right across the thighs of the running back or receiver. They had dumped it to him. It was a little bit of a screen. And he got his arm on there, and he's strong, dude. He got just enough on him to where he got some leverage to where he could get his other arm around him and brought him down. And I think that was maybe, it was either a 3rd and 7 that would have gone for it. If he didn't make the tackle, it would have been a first down. Or it led to something that was 3rd and long, which would have been an automatic first down. But I just remember at the time thinking, there's a big play. That was a really nice play. And he made 9 tackles, 7 of them solo. That's what you're looking for. Rashad Fenton had a nice game today. Fenton broke up a couple of passes. Very nice plays. He had 7 tackles. Not always the greatest thing when you're talking about a corner, you know, with a big number of tackles. Sometimes those were in run support or on the edge. I'll take those. They weren't all completed passes against him, so I'm happy with that. I'm by and large happy with what I saw out of the defense, but I can't believe it. I can't believe they would have done that against any of the teams they lost to or the Browns. I think the only teams they would have looked good defensively against today that they've played this year would have been Philadelphia and Washington. I think the Browns would have scored at least 27 points today, and that's ditto for the teams that they've lost to across the board. I got to see more. Don't mean to be your buzzkill, seriously. But it is my job to remind you, despite how good you feel about this right now and how great this is at this moment, okay, that this is a snapshot. This was you watching the last 45 minutes today, or the last hour today, going, woo, boy, the Chiefs are good. And they were damn good for the last hour. They really were. Man, they got a lot of work to do. Maybe this is the start of it. Maybe we'll sit here in a month and go, that fourth quarter, that last of the third quarter and the fourth quarter against Washington is what did it. It clicked. They believed in themselves. My goodness. I mean, even Tershawn Wharton got an INT at the end of the game on a little pass that was tossed up in the air. It was a really nice play. He pinned the ball against the defender's shoulder pads and helmet. Heinicke had just kind of dumped it over the line, and Wharton made a really nice play. I'm guessing if he has that kind of hands and has made that play, they've seen that before in practice. That was a nice play. That's something you look for, and you say, there you go. Now, it would be great if he'd have done that to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl when the Chiefs were down like 7, you know, something like that, not when the game was already salted away, but we'll take it. We saw something decent. How bad is Washington? Taylor Heinicke, their backup quarterback, 182 yards today with a 70.7 rating. That is dreadful. McKissick, their leading rusher today, had 45 yards on 8 carries. That's almost 6 a carry. That's not too shabby. He was also the leading receiver today, 8 receptions for 65 yards. Ricky Seals-Jones got the big touchdown. He had 58 yards on 4 catches and had a touchdown for the Washington football team, which goes to 2-4, and they're just collecting paychecks. As far as I can see, that team is just collecting paychecks. That's okay. Tomorrow morning, you'll get Stan Weber's thoughts. Talk to him every Monday morning. He is our Monday morning quarterback, and we'll have that for you on KKHI. Appreciate you tuning in for Instant Reaction Chiefs postgame. It's always fun to do this. Enjoy the rest of the action on Sunday if you're watching, or anytime you're listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.